Have your Bibles, we turn to that passage that we read together in the book of Genesis and the chapter 5. Book of Genesis and the chapter 5. And we'll look to the Lord and ask for His help and to preach the word that He's laid upon our heart this morning. Lord, we pray now for Thy blessing to be poured out upon Thy word. We pray, Lord, for help to preach the truth of God. And I pray that Thy word will find a resting place in the hearts of everyone who would hear it. Even the hearts, Lord, of Your dear people. We have been singing together, oh, for a closer walk with God. Lord, will that be the desire, the petition that arise from the hearts of all of Your dear people. And I pray that would give us all that close walk with our blessed Savior. We pray now for help. We pray, Lord, You close us in with Thyself and bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. The text is found in verse 22 and verse 24 of Genesis 5. And Enoch walked with God. And Enoch walked with God. Now, as you have seen already by reading this chapter 5, there's a divine record of different men who lived from the times of Adam. Not much is said about them. You can read time and time again down the list that they lived, they had children, and he died. He lived, he died. He lived, he died. Write down the whole list. That is what you come across. Each man, like Adam, like Seth, the Enos, he lived and he died. But it all changes when we come to this man called Enoch. It says of Enoch, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And then it says this, and Enoch walked with God. Now, it never said that about the rest of the men, but no doubt they did walk with God. But God puts this in about Enoch. Enoch lived. Enoch had children. But here it tells us in verse 22, and Enoch walked with God. And indeed in verse 24, and Enoch walked with God. And so there were twice in a couple of verses, we are brought with this wonderful truth that he walked with God. He walked with God. Now you can go through the Bible, and not an awful lot is said about Enoch. In three places in the Bible you'll find reference to Enoch. You'll find in Luke 3 verse 37 his name is mentioned. You'll find it in Hebrews 11 verse 5 and also in Jude verse 14. Not an awful lot is said about this man at all. Very little information is given about him other than this outstanding feature in his life. Enoch walked with God. There were not books written about Enoch, but this was written about him. A little statement. A little statement, friends, that said so much. That here's a man. Here's a man who loves Christ. Here's a man who's godly. Here's a man and he's walking with God. A little thing. A little statement. Can these words be said of you? You're saved maybe many years. Can these words be said of every lady, every girl in this meeting? Can these words be said of every boy and every man in this meeting? That you are a person, that you walk with God. Can God say that of you? Can God say these words? What he said of Enoch. And Enoch walked with God. Friends, how is your life summed up? What are the words that would sum up your life? Is it that you are one who has great possessions? That you have fought for the faith, a man of prayer or good works, or one who is idle or selfish or slack towards the things of God. Enoch was remembered that he walked with God. Now, this was not the world's opinion of him, and it was not his own opinion. It was God's. This is what God said. You see, friends, we can have an opinion of ourselves that can be false. Other people can have an opinion of us that can be false. But this is the truth. Here was God's opinion as he looked down from heaven. He saw a man, and this man was called Enoch. And God says, well, and Enoch walked with God. He walked with me. Is that the testimony you desire? Is that the testimony you want, child of God, in this meeting? To be remembered that you walk with God. That you're one who walked with God. I want to speak this morning then about this phrase, Enoch walked with God. And I want to say this about his walk. It was a pleasing walk. Now, over in Hebrews chapter 11, one of the places where I said that this man was mentioned, in the great chapter of faith, in Hebrews 11 and the verse 5, it tells us there about Enoch. And it says in verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. And it tells us over here in the New Testament about this man, and he had this testimony. This testimony to those who are all around him, and this testimony with God, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so Enoch walked with God. I can say on the authority of the Bible, it was a pleasing walk. It pleased God. He pleased God. And we think of Christ. It says in Matthew 3 verse 17, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And when we look at Enoch, God was pleased. He had this testimony that he pleased God, and God was pleased with this man. And to please God, we have to say first of all, he had to be reconciled to God. Amos 3 verse 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can't do it. Can Enoch walk with God if he did not agree with God? If he was not, dear friends, reconciled? If he was not saved? No, but Enoch, you see, had repented from his sin. Enoch was trusting Christ. He had obeyed the gospel command, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And Enoch was saved. He was washed in the blood of a lamb. Now he could walk with God. He was reconciled. He couldn't walk with God if he wasn't reconciled. Couldn't walk with God, friends, if he had never repented from his sin. But now he could walk with God. And his walk pleased God because he was reconciled. He had obeyed the gospel command. Also, can I say, it pleased God because he walked by faith. Because of the next verse in Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So Abram was a man who was reconciled, or Enoch was a man who was reconciled, but also he was one who had faith. But without faith it is impossible to please him. And Enoch, you see, he walked by faith. And it didn't matter about the circumstances that came into his life. No, he was one who had a living, a true faith in God, and he walked by faith. It didn't matter about the dark clouds, didn't matter about the opposition. No, dear friends, he had faith. He walked by faith. And that's one of the reasons why he pleased God. And if you read the Bible in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Some of God's people walk by sight. What they see, what they feel, what they touch. But no, it was not so with Enoch. He walked by faith and he pleased God. For without faith it is impossible to please him, and he pleased God. So evidently when he walked with God, he had faith. If he had no faith, he couldn't please God. Could I say, please God, also because he would have been obedient. He kept away from sin. Kept away from that which grieved his heavenly Father best. Oh, there may have been others living in sin and walking in wickedness, but not Enoch. No, he was a holy man of God. He was one who walked with God, who obeyed the laws of the Lord. And he kept away from sin. And he kept away from those things that would displease God. No, he was obedient.
Therefore, he pleased God.
If he was disobedient, he would have displeased God. And God would have been grieved when he looked down from him. He could not say, well, that he this testimony that he pleased God. It would have said he displeased the Lord. But now he was obedient. And he obeyed the Lord. And he obeyed the Lord with all of his heart. And I believe he pleased God with this walk because he walked by love to God. He walked with a God because, why? He loved them. And this man Enoch, in his early days, he walked with God and he pleased God because he loved God and he walked with a God that he loved. You see in Deuteronomy 10 verse 12, and Moses gave the command to the people, he said this, and now verse, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways and to love him. And Moses bringing this commandment. And he's saying, what does God require? Well, he requires of thee to walk in all his ways and to love him. I notice both were put together. They were to walk with God, they were to obey God and to obey the laws, but they were to love God. And David walked with God. You know, friends, why? Because he loved God. He loved to walk with God. He loved to walk with the one that he loved. He had this testimony that he pleased God. And he walked with God with love. Because he loved the Lord. I believe it was also pleasing to himself. He knew the Lord was with him. He knew he could speak to the Lord at any time, friends. It brought joy to his heart. I'm walking with God. Every day he got up, I'm going out to walk with God. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to obey the Lord. I'm going to love the Lord. He just testimony that he pleased God. It was a pleasing walk. And can I say before we move on, does your walk please the Lord? Child of God in this meeting, saved by the grace of God, yes, you've been reconciled. Yes, you have repented. Yes, you have trusted Christ to be your Savior. But I'm asking you the question, does your walk today please the Lord? Is God pleased with you? In this meeting, is he pleased with the way that you're living your life? Are you walking with him by faith? Can I ask you the question, are you obeying him? Or have you moved away from the things of God? Is your heart cold today? Have you turned away from the God who loves you? I ask you the question, are you loving him? Do you love the Lord with all your heart today? Or do you say, where's the blessedness I knew when first I knew the Lord? Oh dear friends, it was a pleasing walk. It pleased God. Is God pleased with you? And if you're unsaved in this meeting, God is displeased with you. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. And God looks down upon this meeting and he sees people living in sin and rebellion and turning their back on Christ. God is displeased with such a life. That's why you've got to be reconciled. That's why you've got to be saved. You see, Enoch walked with God. It was a pleasing walk. Is your life, is your walk with God, is it pleasing? Does it please the Lord? Can I say it was a progressive walk? We can see this in the word that is used. He walked with God. Now we do know walking is a progressive word. You'll find that word translated in Joshua 17 and verse 7. Speaks about the coast of Manasseh, and it said, and the border went along on the right hand. And that word, it went along. That's the same word in the Hebrew as walked. And we have here this thing. Enoch went along with God. He went along with the Lord. And wherever the Lord went, well, Enoch, he went along with the Lord. Didn't matter if the Lord turned to the left, Enoch went to the left. If the Lord turned to the right, well, Enoch went to the right. It didn't matter. Enoch went along with the Lord. It was a progressive walk. He went on with God. And I tell you this, friends, in this progressive walk with the Lord, he got to know God better. He got to know Him more. More about His love. More about His power. He is the Almighty God. More about His mercy. More about His patience. More about His long-suffering. More about His Son. More about Jesus. Tell me more about Jesus. He was going on with God. He was going on with Christ. He was, friends, progressing. He went along with God. He was progressing. He was moving on. He wasn't staying still. Remember, Paul says that I might know Him. That was probably said after he was saved 30 years. He wanted to know more about God. He wanted to know more about Christ. He wanted to move on and on and on with God. He wanted to progress in his Christian life. Tell me more about Jesus. Enoch was the same spirit. He walked with God. He went along with God. It was a progressive walk. And I want to say this. The Christian is to progress in their walk with God. We're not to stay still, friends. Remember, it says in Exodus 14, verse 15, speak unto the children of Israel, what? That they go forward. And God's people are always to be going forward and going on with God and learning more of Christ. They are to be progressing in the Word of God and in their walk with God and in prayer and everything to do with the Christian life. We are to go along with God. You think of the words of 2 Peter 3, verse 18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's writing, but grow in grace and in the knowledge. But what is he saying? Progress. And he's saying here, well, go along and learn more and more of Christ. This should be the testimony of every child of God like Enoch. We should well be progressing in the things of God. We should be learning more about Christ and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus says there in 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 7, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And you see there the addition, add all of these things. We are to be growing. We are to be going along, friends. We are to be getting stronger in the Lord every day. We are, as Christians, to walk with God. We are to progress with God daily, going on with God. I think Apostle Paul in Hebrews 5, he actually rebuked Christians for not growing. He actually rebuked Christians for not going on with God, because in Hebrews 5, verse 11 and 12, he said, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the articles of God, and it becomes such that have need of milk and not a strong meat. He rebuked these people. They hadn't been going on. And he said in a sense, well, I've just had to take you back to the first principles. I've just had to teach you, well, the ABCs. You've went no further. I've taught you these things before. But you've never really went on. And I've had to keep you with the ABCs here of the things of God. I cannot take you on. I had to keep on feeding you the milk instead of a strong meat. And why was this? Friends, they hadn't progressed. They hadn't went on with God. They were still sitting where they were. And I fear for some of God's people, just for some of them, look, they're still in the ABCs. They haven't really walked with God, and they haven't really progressed in the things of God. But it was not so with Enoch. Enoch was one. He walked with God. He progressed with the Lord. And I asked you, are you progressing? I asked you, friends, are you going on with God? Have you learned more? Do you love Him more? Do you follow Him better? Or are you going backward? In Isaiah 1 verse 4, it talks about a sinful nation, about Israel, and it said this, they are gone away backward. And these people were not going on at all. And God says through the prophet Isaiah, here in the verse 4 of the first chapter, about this people, and He says this, they are gone away backward. They're going backwards. I asked you, friends, are you going backward? Are you moving the wrong way in your walk with God? How once you used to love the Lord in the house of prayer, in the house of God, in the Word of God, and you follow the Lord with all of your heart. But today you're not, you see. They're not progressing. But I tell you this, Enoch was walking with God. Enoch walked with God. He was progressing. He was going on. Is this you, child of God? Are you going on with God? That doesn't mean you don't have any falls or faults. I'm not saying that. But you're endeavoring to go on with Christ. Endeavoring to walk with God. Endeavoring to give the Lord the best of your life. Are you progressing? Enoch walked with God, friends. It was a progressive walk. Could I speak about the problems of his walk? There was a problem of corruption. He lived in a very, very wicked age. It wouldn't have been easy to live in these days that Enoch lived. The spirit of ungodliness was all around him. And this man lived. He lived in a day when very few loved God. Very few loved the Lord. Very few were righteous. Very few were saved, friends. Because very, very soon, this whole world was going to be destroyed by the flood. In 6 verse 11, it says, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. There was a spirit of evil, and there was a spirit of wickedness in the days of Enoch. And yet he walked with God. And I tell you, friends, it wouldn't have been easy. Living with all those ungodly people around them. Think of the days of Noah just on down the line from him. The wickedness, the blasphemy, the disbelief, the mockery, the things of God. Here was Enoch living in such an age, friends. The problem of corruption. Nobody loved the Lord. Nobody believed the message. And there he was. There he was living among them. And he walked with God. He walked with God, friends, you see. The sounding thing about it, he walked with the Lord. And many people say, you know, I could walk with God if I didn't work in such and such a place. If I was in different surroundings, I could really well walk with God. But, you know, it's so difficult. It's so hard. When I go into the office, or I go into the school, or I go into the workplace, everybody is ungodly. Their language is unclean. And it's so difficult to walk with God. I'm not denying that. It is difficult. It's terrible when you're surrounded. When you go to work with ungodly, and their languages will cut through your very heart. But you can still walk with God. Despite the surroundings, friend. Despite the people who's all around you who hate Christ, who denies the Word of God, who laughs and mocks at your Savior, you can still walk with God. He had this problem. The problem of corruption. And yet he walked with God. All the rest of them walked in sin. All the rest of them walked with the devil. All the rest of them, friends, walked according to the spirit of the world. but he walked with God. I tell you, friends, he stood out in the crowd. He stood out as a man of God. And if you live in a dark place, if you work in a dark surroundings, then you can stand out all the brighter. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. You can show those people that you are in employment with, or at school with, or at work with, or at home with. You can show them, I belong to Christ. I don't walk the ways of the world. I don't follow the course of sin. I walk with God. You can show them. And here's proof of a man. He walked with God on a very, very wicked day. Enoch walked with God. The problem of corruption. The problem of his children. Because in 5 verse 22, it says he begat sons and daughters. Now, we do not know how many he had. And when I say problems of the children, I want to say the duties of the family life. And we all know, those of us who are parents, there are problems that arise in the family life. There's problems of sin. There are problems with sickness. There are problems with sufferings. There are problems with substance. How to get them all fed and looked after and everything, trying to make ends meet. Now, he was a father. He had sons and daughters. He had the problems of the family life and all that went with it, with his sons and with his daughters. And I do not know, but maybe he had some sons and daughters that broke his heart. But I want to say to you, here was a man with all the problems of the family home. He walked with God. Even in the family home, he walked with God. And I want to say, friends, to you, the children's testimony of their father was this, that Daddy walks with God. He talked to his children. What sort of man is your dad? How does he live? They would have said, Daddy walks with God. I see him. I hear him in prayer. I see it in his footsteps. I see it in his devotion. My father is one who walks with God. Father, can I say to you, is that the way you want your children to remember you? That you walk with God. That's the only testimony that your children will have to you, dear Father, when you leave this scene of time. My dad walked with God. What a testimony that would be. Dear mother, in this meeting, could you leave any better testimony for your children than this one? That you walked with God. That they knew you were a woman who prayed. That you were a woman of holiness. That you loved them. That you loved the Lord. Oh, friends, will we leave this testimony with our children that we walk with God? You say it's hard at home sometimes. It may be, friends, but you can still walk with God. Here's a man of it. Enoch walked with God, friends, despite the children and all that came with family lives. Maybe a mother says, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm cooking and scrubbing and washing, and we're not going to fall out with any ladies about that. You certainly are. But you can still walk with God. He's only a father here. You can still walk with God. He had a problem of his calling. Remember, this man was a prophet. And I want to say, over in Jude 14, you'll find him as prophecy in Jude 14. But I want to say this. He was only prophet at that time. Different ones took on the mantle and the calling. And you'll find him there prophesying in Jude 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And he's prophesying. He's a man of God. And while he has a family all around him, well, he's got his calling and he's got his ministry. And dear friends, he's preaching. He's a prophet of the Lord. And he's preaching the word of God. And despite all of his busyness, he walked with God. He still had time to walk with God, friends. He would have been a busy man. firm testimony for the Word of God and for the truth of God, friends. But despite all of this, he walked with God. Now, can I say to you, child of God, today, do you say, no, I'm too busy? I haven't time to come to the prayer meetings. I haven't got that time to read my Bible. I haven't got that time to go to special meetings. Oh, I'm too busy in my work. Oh, dear friends, here's a man who was not idle. Here's a man who was busy, and yet we find here of Enoch, he walked with God. And so can you. If you're too busy in your work, then there's something wrong. You have to set things, friends, in order. First and foremost, for every child of God in this place, you are to walk with God. That is first. God is first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Enoch walked with God despite the busyness of life, friends. And so can you, and so can I. Take time to be holy. Take time to pray. Take time to read your Bible. Take time to go to the house of God, friends. Enoch walked with God. He had all the problems that you and I face. So much pressing in upon our time. But he still had time for God. Always take time to walk with God. Could I say it was a permanent walk? Because in verse 22 here it says, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. After he begat Methuselah, after the birth of Methuselah, he walked differently. A great change came over this man's life. Now, I'm not saying he didn't walk with God before this, but not to the same extent. Something happened. When Methuselah was born, it changed him dramatically. Methuselah actually means, when he is dead, it shall be sent. Now, what was it saying? The flood's coming. And do you see that child, Methuselah? When he dies, when he's taken off the scene of this time, I want to say to you, Enoch, when he dies, the flood will come. And this seemed to be the turning point in the life of Enoch. The world lost all its attractiveness to Enoch after this. When he is dead, it shall be sent. And he walked with God 300 years. Friends, 3 centuries he walked with God. Never faltering or wavering in his faith. He walked with God, and the Bible says 300 years. He didn't do it, friends, just for a year. He didn't do it for 10 years. He didn't just do it for 20 years. No, not even 100. But the Bible says about this man and his walk, he walked with God 300 years. He walked with God. He walked continually. Indeed, that word in Genesis 8, verse 3, but the waters were turned from off the earth continually. That's the same word as walked. He walked continually with God. Oh, dear friend, for 300 years, he walked with God, you see. It was a permanent walk. How many can I say today of God's people, they're lagging behind? There are some of God's people in the past, they really walked with God. And when it came to the prayer meeting, they were in the prayer meeting. And when it came to Bible readings or standing in the open air or whatever, they were there. They were always standing, contending for the faith. But today it finds them far away from Christ. Can I ask you the question, are you walking with God the way you once did? Are you still going on with God? 300 years he walked with God. And God said it. He was faithful. He was faithful, friends. He says, every day I get up, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to love Him. I'm going to serve Him. Doesn't matter about the people around me. Doesn't matter about their sin. Doesn't matter about their wickedness. Oh, every day, friends. He walked with God. They said of that man who, Robert Robinson, he's composer and author of that hymn, Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing. that he fell away from communion with God. He got away from the God that he loved, and he wondered what he was going to do. And he says, he was very, very sorrowful, and he says, I'll travel. And in his journey one day, he met a young girl, and they started to talk about spirits and matters. And she was reading a hymn. And she says, what do you think of this hymn I've just been reading? And she reached over the hymn, and he read these words, "Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, calls with songs of loudest praise." And suddenly he started to cry. The tears were streaming down his cheeks, and the girl says, "Well, why are you crying?" He says, "I'm the man who wrote that hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And I have got away from God, and my heart is cold, and my heart is hard. I would love to get that joy back again." And oh dear friends, after speaking to this young girl, it's recorded that he was restored to full fellowship. But he got away from God. And like I said, you child of God, it's easy to get away from the Lord. The heart can be cold. Have you strayed away from God? Enoch walked with God 300 years. Friends, we'll only be here 70, 80 years if we get that far, most of us. 300 years. He walked with God. Where is the blessedness in you? When first I saw the Lord, where is the soul refreshing view of Jesus at His word? Is that what you're saying? Where is the blessedness? Where is the joy? Where is the peace I once had in my heart? If you got away from God, friends. Enoch walked with God. Well, we do the same. Can I say a last thing very quickly? The praise of his walk in verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Over in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 says, because God had translated him. You know, the word translated means carried across. And one day Enoch was out, he's walking with God, and God, in a sense, he just lifted them. And he says, Enoch, you're coming home. You're coming home to me. And he lifted them, friends, and he took them. And he was not, for God took him. And he went home to be with Christ, which is far better. That was the end of his walk, friends. To dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he walked with God. It says there in Hebrews 11 verse 5, and was not found. They went looking for him. They went looking for Enoch, but they couldn't find him. And the lesson is there, of course, the man of God was missed. The people missed him. They missed the man who walked with God. Can I say to you, will you be missed in this congregation when you go, friends? Because you're one who walked with God. Can I say to the children of the Lord, one day the Lord will carry us across. One day he'll take us home. And one day we'll be with him. And he walked with God. You've only one opportunity to do this. Maybe use it. If only one life, it'll soon be passed. It's only what's done for Jesus will last. Will you have this testimony that you walk with God? Maybe you're walking with the world today. Maybe you're walking with sin. We will exhort you to repent and come to Christ. And start out where Enoch started. At the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. Trust Christ, and He will save you. May God write His word upon all of our hearts. Amen. Let's close in a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we pray that Thou would bless us. We thank You for the testimony of Enoch. He was one who walked with Thee. And I pray You'll give me that life, Lord, and all of Your dear children. I pray for any who perhaps have wandered far away from Thee, that they'll come back to their first love. You encourage all Your people to increase more and more in this daily walk with Christ. And I pray for those who's not saved, that today they'll commence a new life. They'll start out, Lord, repenting from their sin and trusting Christ as their Savior. Bless us and take us our separate ways now, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.